Thank you for tuning in to the Hearts on Fire podcast. I'm Brother Ricardo, missionary of the Holy Spirit, and this segment is called Roadside Stories, dedicated to answering vocational questions. Today's episode is called Be Not Afraid, inspired by the message shared to the world by St. Pope John Paul II.
Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Open your hearts, open up your hearts to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God.
Today's question is, what fears did you have when starting your discernment process? And what gave you the courage to keep going?
Hello, my name is Jorge Norocumbo, and I am a College 3 seminarian from the Diocese of Fresno. When I was first discerning, the biggest fears that I had were, what happens if this doesn't go well? Am I going to be happy? Am I going to end up dying alone? How am I going to pay my expenses? Where am I going? I have no idea about any of this. I just never really thought about where priests come from. I just kind of thought they just kind of were there, you know? I never really put too much thought about it into it. And so when I learned about seminarians and seminary life, I was like, oh, okay, there's a process. How many years? It's a lot of years. But in the end, the thing that really helped me take that leap of faith was our Lord. He was giving me a lot of graces and a lot of consolations during that time. My family support really helped too. The fact that, you know, they said, you know what, we just want you to be happy and we want you to do as our Lord asks of you, right? And I thought, you know, our Lord has been with me this far and he's gotten me this far, right? So I'll take a leap of faith, you know, and then reading through a lot of like Bible verses and thinking about it, it's like, you know, all the figures of the Bible had to take a leap of faith at some point. And it was really crazy sounding and it was really scary, but in the end, they came through the other side. Not unscathed per se, but they came out victorious. And so far, it's been our Lord and our Lady who have helped me get through this whole journey the whole time. They've given me consolation and peace. More than that, it's peace. I remember feeling that lack of peace when I was discerning because my heart, I knew that seminary was the only place I'd find it because that's where our Lord was calling me to. And when I got here, I finally had that peace. Sure, you know, we're stressed out and stuff, like all of life, but I have not been missing that peace since I got here. And in the end, that's what helps to keep me here too, you know. It's that sense of peace and belonging that our Lord says, you know, don't worry where you're going, trust in me, and I will let you know where you need to go.
I am Marcos Alvarado, and I am from the Archdiocese of Portland, Oregon. One of the fears that I had before entering the seminary was, what if I am doing the wrong thing? Or is it the priesthood for me? And that was in my mind for a long time. And probably that's why my discernment took a long time to get into the seminary. But one of the things that helped me is, you want to be a priest because you want to be with God. You want to do his will. What could go wrong? What could go wrong if you are following God? If the priesthood is not my vocation, then God will let me know. And then he will set, or he will put everything in place for me to succeed in whatever my vocation is. The fear is just a lie. that I had. But of course, I didn't know that until the time. And one of the persons who helped me to confront that fear was Archbishop Sample. Because he said, Marcos, just go to the seminary and then you will find out. God loves you and God will guide you. If it's not your vocation, then he will guide you to the right vocation. And he will set everything. If it is, then you're there. But how would you know if it is or isn't if you're not trying? And then he put an example of the marriage. You know, if how would you know that you have to marry or you would like to marry a girl if you never date that girl? So then I say, yes, Archbishop, I would like to date that girl. In this case, it's a church. In this case, it's a vocation to the priesthood. And now that it's my third year in the seminary, so far I like the priesthood. I like the lifestyle. I like what God has for us within the priesthood, you know, to be with the community, to be spiritual fathers. So far I do really like, and I would like to encourage everyone else outside that has at least the idea to the priesthood, or at least that, you know, you're conceiving that thought of like, oh yeah, I would like to be a priest. Come to the seminary. Find your vocational director and come to the seminary, because he's here where you're actually gonna know whether you're going to be a priest or not. If it's not, it's all right. Nothing happens. Actually, I think it helps you to be secure, to be sure of what you really are called to. So yeah, I would like to say to everyone, you know, just be brave. Be brave. Do not be afraid. And be brave to say yes to the Lord and follow him. Thank you.
I am Alejandro Marquez, and I am from the Diocese of Sacramento. One of the fears that led me to think about not entering the seminary when I was starting to discern the idea of the priesthood was the fear of not doing the right decision, of doing a selfish discernment. I was thinking that maybe it was myself who wanted to be a priest and not God, maybe closing my mind to the idea of other options. But coming to the seminary allowed me to really put God first, his decision, what he really wants through prayer and through an openness of heart. And living the life in the seminary is what allows me to discern in a way that gives me peace and that asserts that maybe this is the path which God is leading me to holiness and happiness. The other fear was detachment of my own plans, having not being able to control my happiness, we'll say, my way of encountering the purpose that God has given me since my baptism. And so, for example, while my friends were applying for universities and getting into colleges and having their lives being planned, I was still waiting for the diocese affirmation that I was accepted as a seminarian. And so these fears that come in during the discernment process really are obstacles sometimes to our decision in coming to the seminary, coming and giving that step, jumping the bridge, we'll say, to the love of God, to trust in the Lord. And so those fears, even though can become obstacles, they become moments of grace. And they allowed me to trust more in the Lord. That's what allowed me to come to the seminary to discern more about this option of the priesthood that Jesus Christ shares with us as his brothers in the faith. And so I will encourage, you know, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to come to the seminary, to really give that step. But don't give that step alone. You have God, who is always with us and whom he calls us to trust, but also the church. You have vocation directors. You have religious institution directors, for example, the missionaries of the Holy Spirit, you know, the Benedictines. You have many congregations that allowed you to discern whether that path to holiness is your path to happiness. And so do not be afraid.
We hope you enjoyed this segment. If you have any vocational questions you'd like to have answered on the show, please send us a message or leave us a comment on any of our social media platforms. And make sure you stay tuned for more roadside stories and main episodes here on the Hearts on Fire podcast. I'm Brother Ricardo. Until next time.